Hezbollah missiles rained down on northern Israel Saturday, as they have for more than 3 weeks now. Israel's Air Force kept up incessant airstrikes against targets in Lebanon, and Israeli ground troops continued their operations to search out and destroy the Katyusha rocket launchers that have forced hundreds of thousands of Israelis to flee the northern part of their country. In the first sign that fighting could end in the near future, the United States and France reached agreement Saturday on a draft UN Security Council resolution. The Associated Press, which obtained a copy of the draft, says it calls for a full cessation of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. However, the draft text reportedly allows Israel to respond if attacked by Hezbollah. Speaking in New York, John Bolton, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said diplomats will work as quickly as possible to see that the resolution is adopted.
We're prepared to move as quickly as other members of the council want to move, and I'm not very good at predictions of reactions, so we'll have to see. But once we circulate it today, our assumption is that members will want to refer it to capitals and get reactions, but we're prepared to move as quickly as we can.
The Associated Press reports the resolution calls for the current UN force in Lebanon, known as UNIFIL, to observe the end of fighting. Once Israel and Hezbollah agree to a series of unspecified steps for a long-term settlement, the Security Council would authorize a new international peacekeeping force for southern Lebanon. The agreement ends more than a week of deadlocked talks at the UN between the United States and France, but there is no indication yet whether Israel and Hezbollah will agree to all of its provisions. Speaking shortly after the agreement was announced, a Hezbollah cabinet member, Mohammed Fanish, said Hezbollah will agree to a ceasefire only when all Israeli soldiers leave Lebanon. Speaking before the agreement was made, Mark Regev, a spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry, said Israel understands that fighting alone will not end the conflict.
I think everyone in Israel understands we can hit Hezbollah, and we are hitting Hezbollah hard. The idea is to defend our citizens, to prevent them from launching rockets into Israel, targeting Israeli civilians. Having said that, the real solution is diplomatic. The real solution is political, and that's for the Lebanese government, with the support of the international community, to disarm Hezbollah, as they should, according to the relevant UN resolutions.
Fighting began more than 3 weeks ago after Hezbollah militants stormed across the Israeli border and abducted two Israeli soldiers, killing eight others in the attack. Speaking Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said any agreement to end the fighting must include the unconditional release of the two Israeli soldiers. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.